Good morning, everyone. We begin in the Middle East. A ground offensive, more diplomacy, little reaction from the Obama transition, and seeming support for Israel from the Bush administration. Those were among the developments this weekend in the conflict between Hamas and Israel. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is set to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders today. Ethan Bronner is the Jerusalem bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. When we caught up with him this morning, he was fixing a flat tire and on the road to Gaza in a Jeep. Ethan, when do you expect to get to Gaza?
John, there, I'm in the first pool of reporters that has been told that we're being permitted to go in about an hour. There's been a lot of pressure on the Israeli government and military to let foreign journalists in, which they have not done for the last 2 months, mostly, and certainly not at all during the 9 days of the conflict. We were told by the army we would get in today around noon or 1 o'clock local time. So that's where we're headed.
So based on your reporting and what you were able to see over the weekend, it appears there is a network of checkpoints within the Gaza territory that divides it up roughly north-south and vaguely east-west. Can you explain?
Well, I mean, this is simply a kind of divide-and-conquer system. There are, in terms of the north-south roads and the east-west roads, the roads that the Israelis had also been involved in building when there were settlements in there, this is a way, of course, of cutting sections off from each other and then that way trying to control them.
Now, is there any sense that the opening of the roads and the creation of these checkpoints is going to facilitate aid getting into Gaza, or is that a completely different question?
That is a good question, and I don't know the answer. It seems to me the aid is coming in through the checkpoints that the Israelis have outside of Gaza, and then the question would be getting them to the hospitals and to the warehouses and so on. And it may be that the checkpoints will help. I'm unaware of whether that's the case.
Right, and we'll just have to see. So psychologically, what is the significance of having Israeli boots on the ground in Gaza once again in the middle of this crisis?
Well, of course, there are two psychologies we're discussing. One is the Israeli and the other is the Palestinians in Gaza. I would say that from the Palestinian in Gaza, the psychology, at least the desire for it, what Israel wants to send as a message is to say, we will go to all lengths to stop the rocket fire and to break the military infrastructure of Hamas. Within Israel, the argument is that we, again, the similar sort of thing, we are going to stand up for what we believe in and go all the way to put our young men in harm's way. So that's clearly the message that's being sent. The issue is whether there will be actual combat for days on end or whether the hope is to send this message and then work out a diplomatic ceasefire in the coming days. And I don't know.
From the perspective of people you speak with in Israel, Ethan, on the one hand, definitely going in and dealing with the rocket fire directly is, something that I'm sure there's a lot of enthusiasm for. But as time goes on, there's probably a disheartening sense that here we go again with a more or less open-ended commitment inside a territory that we don't like being in. Can you define what the parameters of quagmire are at this moment in Israel?
It's a great question, and I think that, again, we're back to psychology. The issue is, for Israelis, a sense that their enemies had taken the view in recent years that they had lost the appetite for this kind of combat. And even though, and in particular because of what happened in 2006 in southern Lebanon, viewed essentially as an Israeli defeat, the worry in a way has doubled, which is that organizations like Hamas will take the view that Israel doesn't have the stomach for such a battle. So Israelis, I would say 80% of the country, feels very strongly in favor of this endeavor. Now, when will they start to lose the stomach for it? Clearly, if casualties are high and as it drags on. But we're talking about now the second day of ground combat, so I think it's very early to talk about that level of fatigue. There are voices, mostly on the left, saying, okay, we've made our point, now let's work vigorously for a diplomatic solution. The suffering in Gaza is too great. The risk to our soldiers is too great. We need a diplomatic solution. But the broad sentiment in the country is, let's take this a little further.
Ethan Bronner, final question. Any sense that this is timed to precede the inauguration of Barack Obama?
I don't think that we could point to anything specific to that, but I think that it is very, very likely that the Israelis saw that once the administration shifts in the United States, it's likely to have less patience and less latitude for such an endeavor. The Bush administration has been extremely understanding, if you like, from Israel's perspective about what it's doing, and it's unlikely that the Obama administration would be quite so much. So I do think there is a sense that this needs to end by the inauguration.
Well, a last chance, and the Israelis seem to be taking it in the waning hours of the Bush administration. Ethan Bronner, Jerusalem Bureau Chief for The New York Times, thanks for joining us on the road to Gaza.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.